This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5:31 in the nation's capital. Brother Hoffman on a well-deserved break. DOC, honored to take over the reins with the producer, super producer, Anthony Haney. 301-230-0980 is the number. And shout out to T-Mass. It's a sham shame to be that big and strong at Tony's age and that intimidating. But thank goodness he's mild and very nice to us. And then Donna Hopkins on the scene. It would look, covering a team is not glamorous because you're in the conditions of the players, and if it's wet, you wet. And they were outdoors, but you got to get in and out of your car, in and out of the facility. But you can just hear the joy in her voice. And it is a thrill to do what you love to do and get paid for it. Just like AP out in Greenbelt. Doesn't even have to work. Just does it for recreational purposes. But you can hear it in his voice. He loves what he does for a living. AP, what's up?
What it do, Doc? Keep it a K-9.
You know what time it is.
Mm-hmm. And sorry about the background noise. That's my baby boy. Picking him up for the weekend.
Hey, don't apologize for him being young.
Hey, you know. You know what time it is. But as far as I was talking to Ant, as far as Laramie Tunsil and Marshawn not being in attendance, I'm like... Especially Marshawn, like after the showing he had and the disappointment and fighting back from injury, I thought he'd be chopping at the bit to be back, you know, on the field with the Brotherhood. But I mean, it's probably some internal things going, or maybe, you know, he just had to take care of some things as far as, you know, rehab. You know, we don't know on the outside looking in, but all we can really go off is the optics of not seeing them present. I mean, you know, maybe they'll be there next week. We'll see how things go. Same with Laramie Tunsil, because, I mean, when you got, you know, Josh Connolly coming in, new rookie, you know, wet behind the ears, it's like, who better to, you know, show him the ropes than Laramie Tunsil, you know, who's trying to be a Hall of Famer in his own right.
So, is he?
I mean, you know, we got
I hope he is. You don't know what he is.
I hope so.
You hope
I mean,
he is.
He's all pro.
Yeah. No, he's a talent, but it's very clear that Brother Tunsil has held talent hostage his whole life. That's how good he is.
Hopefully he corrects. Hopefully he corrects jumping off sides. You know, with
yeah.
The false
no, I'm
start,
just saying.
You know,
no, I'm not mad at it.
He definitely said. Neither am I. You know, but like I said, all we can go off is optics. Like, you know, we know Scary Terry. He's going. You know, we're not even thinking about him. We know he's going to bring his lunch pail. When it comes time, you know, it's a business at the end of the day. But as far as the new blood, no excuse, you know. It'd be nice to see him out there, just even if they're on the sideline. So
yeah, I didn't say participate. He didn't have to do anything but be there. Not for me.
Yeah, be present.
For his people.
For your team.
Exactly. Exactly. For the brother. Hey, it ain't got a damn thing to do with me, but it's about his people. And for a first impression, if any of us are going to a new job where we're going to have new coworkers, and even though you coming in making more than most of them, it was simply a gesture.
Doc, I tell you what, man, I'm starting a new job and I'm scheduled to be there at 9. Brother, I'm showing up Jaden Daniels time. I'm showing up at 5.
Exactly.
I'm that excited to start a new job, especially if we're talking big time salary.
Well, he's coming in making more than most of them.
Exactly.
That's my whole point.
Lead from the front.
Nobody was asking you to lift the heaviest box. We weren't asking you to lift anything. We just asked you to come in to cut the lights on for us.
Leadership.
It was so, and these are the questions that I'm going, who the hell are you hanging around? I don't even blame you. Hey, clearly, you don't make good decisions. Your track record shows that. But do you not hanging around anybody that's got an IQ higher than Lassie's?
Dog, before you let me go, his butt was front and center at Rosebud. I know Ant know about that one.
And I ain't mad at that. And I'm not. I'm glad. Yeah. You know what? I'm glad he's lending himself to the community and being a part of the community. You know, that's great.
He's definitely tipping the bottle, girls.
And that's great. Because if he didn't do it and didn't go out, we'd have something to say about that. We're going to always have something to say. All I'm saying is that there's no right or wrong, but if you ask me a question as an advisor, this is what have been my advice to him based on his track record. Or anybody, this would have been my advice. That's what I'm paid for. My advice. That's would have been it. Appreciate the call, AP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Take care of the baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Paul, in the District of Columbia.
What's going on, Doc, man? You know, as always,
you know what time it is. You know what time
call
it is.
In, Doc. I tell you what, Doc, I agree with everything that the caller said, man, about, you know, it'd be great to have those folks there. But for me, my individual panic would start in July. If those that's supposed to be there at that time is not there, then that's a problem for me. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
And I don't see that. I don't see that really happening. But I'm not going to judge too much, man, on them affecting the brotherhood or anything because they're not there right now. I just got to let them see if this thing's going to play out, Doc.
No problem. No, everybody, as I respect all opinions. You just asked mine, I gave you mine. But no, I respect yours.
Yeah.
I respect yours.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, based on his circumstances and his track record, he could have used a gimme, and that would have been a gimme. He ain't got to walk in there. He ain't got to do nothing. Just show up. Bingo.
Nah,
taken off the list. Because people were expecting him not to come. He did exactly what most people expected him to do. He the brother with gas mask on opening day.
Yeah.
He the dude they already says misses stuff. He's the guy they already think that is not going to do something. So it was his chance had he had an advisor that could count to 10 that would have been able to say, dude, just roll up in that joint, walk through a through thing, and walk on out of there. And then this is over. Then we'd have moved to the next page. Because what we got to get to is him being a captain. See, I see him being a Hall of Famer. I have higher expectations for him than he has for himself. That's the problem.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Right,
appreciate
brother.
You, Paul.
Understood.
Have a great day.
All right, Doc. You too, brother.
Have a great
day.
Yeah. That's the problem. He's thinking now. I'm thinking down the road for him because I want to see him in Canton, Ohio. The guy that had a gas mask on the first time I ever saw him, I envision him in Canton, Ohio getting the bus for being a Hall of Famer. Because that's the kind of talent he's blessed with. And I don't want to see that wasted because of the knuckleheads that he has around advising him, giving him horrible advice. That's all. That's all. That's my frustration because he's that talented. This dude is that good. He's playing on two quarters of half his talent. That's how blessed he is. And I know a lot of the old heads in the community have seen kids and watched talent. And that's why I say the term, he's holding talent hostage. He's that good. He's all pro. And he ain't really probably paying attention. If he were to lock in, and really tap into the gift that he's been blessed with, look out. It's like Trent. He's got what Trent's got. They got the same kind of skill set. He'd be that good. Bona fide Hall of Famer. So that's what I want for him. That's my selfishness. I want him to be a Hall of Famer. He a Pro Bowl in his sleep. I need him to be a Hall of Famer. Because if he's a Hall of Famer, that means JD5's black side is untouched. Now we can get to where I really want to go with the team, and that's to the Super Bowl. Because if he's a Hall of Fame talent at left tackle, that ups the ante, now we got a better shot. Because these ingredients aren't going to change. You don't just get there because we want to be there. We get there because we're secure at left tackle. We can put pressure on the quarterback. We can convert on third on short yards and goal line. And we can cover your number one receiver. That's it. Sounds simple. Not easy. Not easy to get done. I'm telling you. But we're in the shot. You know what it is so cool about now? At least we got a chance. We've gone into seasons before we didn't have a chance in hell. But now we do. And I don't want to see it blown. Because you know what I don't want to do? I don't want to go backwards. Do you? Do you really want to go back to winning 4 and 5 games a year? And going back with the con artists and all the crap they sold? I don't. Ant-Man, you want to go backwards?
Nah, not at all. But this is what I will say on the Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, you know, skipping OTA day one. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have the whole story. So I'm in a position where I don't want to, you know, harp on these guys for missing day one and we not necessarily know that, you know, they could be missing for any reason kind of thing. But I do think if it comes out that they purposely skip OTAs, then I think all of the frustration that has been spewed over, you know, the airwaves is definitely warranted. Just because, again, like for Marshawn, you had a mediocre at best run at the end of the season with us last year. Laremy, you come.
Just do me the favor. Whenever I hear people talk about him, I have to have you insert the fact that he played against the best athletes in the world.
Yeah.
And he was injured.
Oh, no.
And
no.
Yet, here's what he could have did.
Yeah.
Here's what some guys do in this league to play his position. They say, coach can't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I have to correct people. I hear it all the time. He got this. He got that. Yeah, he did. But he didn't quit on you.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Yeah.
And went out there. How would you have fared had he not participated at all?
Oh, it would have been bad. It would have been burnt toast and coffee.
No, you would have been game. You would have been slaughtered. You would have been slaughtered. So I just want the brother. Now, see, I got in both ways. Because I don't care what excuse was. You play pro ball. This is what you do for a living. You have no other agenda. This is what you get paid for. So you knew damn well when these dates come up, you put your schedule around this. I'm not telling you something somebody told me. I was in the league. Stuff don't pop up. You build everything around this. And you have a decision to make based on where you are in your career and with the team. You make a decision. It's not life or death. It's not life or death. But the Super Bowl champions in your division, you figure it out on your own. The New York Giants you open up with. These are simple facts. Simple facts. Last year's over. You think because you had a good year last year, you don't have to do things again the same way? Just because you're going to roll your uniform out? That's what it looks like to me. When all hands aren't on deck. I don't care if it's mandatory. What else are you doing that's more important than securing your financial future? It's a question. Answer it any way you want to. 301-230-0980 is the number. This could happen with the Chiefs. I doubt it, but it could happen. Could happen with the Ravens. Do you hear about it? Maybe, maybe not. But I don't care about the Ravens or the Chiefs. I just care that we're going forward and not backwards. And I'd like to tell you that this doesn't mean anything, but I refuse to lie to you. Can't do it. To break we go. We'll be back. This is the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHN, along with Ant-Man, 301-230-0980 is the number. Holla.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.